This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A lawsuit to be filed in federal court in New York today accuses President Trump of violating the U.S. Constitution by not divesting from the companies he owns. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is following this.
Perhaps you've heard the catchphrase emoluments clause. That's the part of the Constitution that says U.S. officials can't take money from foreign governments. Zephyr Teachout is a law professor at Fordham and part of the legal team suing Donald Trump. She says his companies receive all kinds of payments from foreign entities.
Just for one example, the largest tenant in Trump Tower is effectively the Chinese government.
That tenant is the government-run Industrial and Commercial Bank of China. Its lease is up in 2019.
The Chinese government has the power to make Donald Trump richer or poorer.
President Trump has yet to divest from the Trump Organization, although his children are now running it. The plaintiff in the lawsuit is a liberal organization called CRU, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Some have argued that the emoluments clause doesn't apply to presidents or that payments to corporate entities could be excluded.
Marketplace's Lewis Wallace, thank you.